AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A tense meeting today at City Hall in Chicago. Concerned about possible unrest, Mayor Rahm Emanuel met with ministers and others to discuss the upcoming release of a video that shows a white police officer fatally shooting a black teenager 16 times. Emanuel asked the clergy and community leaders for help in calling for calm, but some said afterward he waited too long to get them involved. Use of excessive force came up on the presidential campaign trail tonight in Atlanta. Bernie Sanders said police departments across the country need to be reformed.
We need to make certain that police departments look like the community they are serving. We need new rules regarding the allowable use of force.
Campaigning in Reno, Nevada, Hillary Rodham Clinton said hardline stances against admitting refugees to the U.S. are a mistake because they hurt law enforcement's ability to build ties within Muslim communities.
We need people in every community to actually talk to us, to tell us what they're hearing, to give us the, go-ahead that something might be amiss. And you don't get that if you demonize people.
Donald Trump isn't backing down from his claim that thousands of American Muslims in New Jersey celebrated the 9/11 attacks. Trump says he saw it on TV and heard about it from people who were there.
I start getting phone calls in my office by the hundreds that they were there and they saw this take place.
I saw the film of it. Yeah.
After Ben Carson said that today in Nevada, a spokesman for his campaign said tonight, Carson was talking about celebrations in the Middle East, not New Jersey. This is AP Radio News. In the wake of recent terror attacks in Paris and the threat of more attacks in nearby Belgium, AP correspondent Mike Grosher reports the State Department has issued a travel warning.
The worldwide travel alert for Americans is in effect until February 24th. The State Department says militants with the Islamic State group, Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram, and other terrorist groups continue to plan attacks in multiple regions.
France is stepping up its airstrikes on Islamic State targets in Iraq. France has already carried out strikes against targets in Syria. AP correspondent Robert Burns reports the U.S. is stepping up its attacks on the Islamic State group.
The U.S. military says that it used aircraft to destroy 283 tanker trucks that are used to transport oil in eastern Syria as part of a smuggling network that provides a very large portion of the Islamic State's resources.
The drivers were encouraged to flee with pamphlets dropped on them. I'm Ross Simpson.